Hi, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. Thank you so much for joining me, and today we'll be talking about confidence. I am not gonna lie to you, it's literally 4 a.m. That's why I'm being so quiet. I live in an apartment, so kind of have to be conscious about how loud you are. This was just like put on my heart, so we're going to talk about confidence for a second. With confidence, with someone that has been picked on their weight since they were 8 to 14, and then hitting puberty and picking up some eating disorders, I've never really known what confidence is. I've been beaten down more than I've had a chance to have confidence, I guess you could say. My mother isn't a confident person. My grandmother was an alcoholic, so it definitely feels like I have to be the first one to kind of figure out what it looks like and put it together. Not only for myself, but for my future daughters, for my future grandkids. And I did this exercise this weekend while I was on a trip with my fiance, and I was definitely inspired by, there was a model next to me when I was at the beach, and she was doing a photo shoot, so she kind of inspired me. The next day I was at the beach and it was raining and there was nobody there, and I decided I was going to try to take a couple pictures of myself. Not for the reason to take the pictures, but like literally just to get myself to do something where I'm like, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'm going to do this. And I don't care if people look. Because I am 2 months away from being 27, and I am literally trying to figure out how to be confident, I'm not gonna lie. And learning that you can't copy and paste confidence off of someone and put it onto yourself. Confidence is literally grown and birthed out of you through your experiences. So, it was raining and there wasn't anybody on the beach. And we were pretty close to the street, so there was like cars driving by, and there was like a boardwalk pretty close, so like there was a chance for people to catch me like pretty fast. And my man was fishing, so I just set up my camera on my little chair, and I kept just, you know, I'm better at video, so I just put the video on, and then once in a while I'd turn around and try to do a pose. And I did this for several hours because I wanted to push myself out of my comfort zone and be like, this is who I am. Like, I don't care who looks at me. Like, I'm very confident in who I am. And near the end, I just wanted to keep going. Like, I wanted to try to do poses on the rock. I wanted to pose in the water. I was wearing like a high-waisted bikini with a wrap. I wanted to hold the wrap behind me. Like, it was a lot of fun in terms of trying to find an exercise and a way to push myself into finding that confidence within myself. Which is crazy because I always thought I had confidence, but that's ego. I will go into that in a different podcast. But it was so much fun. And I really challenge you to do something out of your comfort zone. I am literally terrified of people catching me taking pictures of myself. You know, gym pictures, that's where it starts from. You know, taking pictures, I'm flexing, my back looks good. You know, you're in the gym locker room and someone walks in, you're like, oh shit, oh shit. So, I've always liked to take pictures of myself, but I'm terrified to do it. Like the other day, I went to take a selfie of myself, like in the gym mirror, and I was like, oh my God, someone looked at me. And I'm like, I have to get over myself. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I really challenge you this week to do something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Feel free to use my example. I've heard some people take their phone and they take pictures up at the top of a parking garage where nobody is, but it's also a public area. So just finding areas where they're public, but they push you to have some confidence, to feel really good in your skin and not afraid for people may, you know, look at you. So yeah, I hope you have a great day and go be a freaking badass with confidence out there. I love y'all.